This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to the Profit Doctor, Andy Schell. Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor. Andy, what words of wisdom do you have to help companies on that? We always talk about the Profit Doctor fixing what ailing your bottom line. Andy, it's muted out there. Got to go find that mute button.
Oh, there it is. Sorry, Dave.
And there it is.
What I said was really good. Too bad you didn't hear it.
So we're out of time. That's so bad, but that mute button did wipe that in.
And that wraps up the show today. Thank you for attending. Profit is more about just money. It also comes from behavior. So it all ties together. Successful businesses aren't they get a profit, but they don't just miraculously get a profit. There's a process that goes into getting a profit. But before we start that, Dave, I wanted to make a quick side note. First off, you're just talking to Alan. Maybe he's still on. You're talking about Alan, and Alan mentioned Roostify, Blend, LexisNexis, SimpleNexis, rather. You know, there's a bunch of companies out there, and you have to all – these are all bolt-ons to LOS. Just because Alan can't say the plug himself, his company, you don't have to get a bolt-on, plug-on, add-on system because his company comes with a, quote, Blend-like front-end already connected to the system.
That's right. So, there you go. What a good guy.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Cool. So, Give a shout out for Alan. Hey, Alan. Thank you. Anyway, you glossed right over that opportunity, Alan. I know you can't sell open close because you're agnostic on licking on lending. Okay, so real quick, behavior and success. So, hey, Dave, I was watching this show on Netflix. It's about the Ottoman Empire. Like, I mean, who pays attention and watches documentaries on the weekend, right? So I was watching this.
More than you realize probably now with COVID, but you definitely do. And I always love your perspective and how you relate it back.
Yeah, so on this show, there's this, the history of the Ottoman Empire and Constantinople's attack. So what was interesting about it is that in the Turks have these like rowboats, kind of like Viking boats, but they're like rowboats. But the point of it is, for the Turks to be successful, they have to respond in unison. So to do that, they got this long boat with these oars, and the captain's up in the front calling out the pace, you know, row, row.
Right.
And I was watching that, and they did it in perfect unison, and it led to propulsion. And they actually got the jump on the Romans, the Italians. But the same thing is true in business. It kind of dawned on me, this whole idea of collaborative action. You know, last week I was talking about servicing and how important it is to have collaborative action in servicing. Well, the same thing applies in all aspects of our business. We've got to be collaborative among all the participants in our business. And part of being collaborative, part of being a team, part of having a teamwork is more than just doing your job, but it's also how you do your job. And how you do your job also is from how you interact with each other, because we are a team, mean people. People interacting with each other is important. And one of the ways we talk about how we interact with each other is a document called the values statement. Pretty much all companies that have a strategic plan will have a value statement, part of the vision, mission, values. Yeah, it's all part of it. But this value statement is a document that explains how we treat each other. So it's really important because it's a behavioral design. It says this is how we're going to treat each other. And you've probably heard, Dave, I know you've heard this, do as I say, not as I do. Unfortunately,
oh, yeah.
Not that you or I would ever be guilty of that.
Oh, never.
So, but that phrase, do as I say, not as I do, is pertinent here because it's really destructive to the vision statement. And so when we look at leaders in the mortgage banking environment, we've got the branch managers, we've got top producing originators. These people are viewed as leaders, the president of the company, obviously, executive management, but there's a lot of people who have the appearance of leader in a mortgage lending environment. And if these leaders behave inconsistent with the value statement, then our company culture is going to be affected, and our culture that we create in our company isn't going to be aligned with a value statement if the behavior of the leadership doesn't act as defined by the value statement. Again, if the leaders don't do as they as consistent with the value statement, then it's going to be a problem.
Right.
So leaders must behave consistent with the value statement for the culture to align with the value statement. Otherwise, you get an out-of-control railroad. And if you can imagine every conductor in every train starting and stopping whenever they want, you'd have chaos and everything blowing up. I watched another show about trains. So you've got to do this right. You've got to think about this. And so I want to ask a question.
Yep.
When you hire a new branch manager, do you share the values statement? Do you make sure the new branch manager's values align with the company's values? People generally aren't going to change. The person has to embrace the values as their personal feeling, not because you told them to. So if you hire somebody, make sure their values align with yours, and you'll have a successful transaction most likely. Successful companies hire leaders that align with the corporate culture. Bigger companies, the really big companies, have very extensive assessment processes. Mortgage companies can do the same thing. This is a fun topic for me. I got tons of information about this. There's even stuff about this culture strategy on my website. Just go to drandyshow.com.
Yeah, and where's it at? Dr. Andy, say that. That's really good. Say that website again. We went too quick by that.
DrAndyShell.com. And here's how you can remember how to spell it. Here's all you got to know. This is all you got to know about how to spell it. If you can spell Licken with two K's, then you can spell Shell with one C.
Yeah, that's right.
Licken has two K's, Shell has one C. As long as you put it in the right place, you're good to go.
That's good. That's excellent. It's so interesting you bring this up, because I had a client on, it's one of my first calls on Monday. We're dealing with culture. We're talking about communication. What is your values as a company? We produced a vision statement. We produced a playbook. And we're finding out how important, how many different angles that playbook needs to go. And it's, what are your communication values? What do you value as a company and how you communicate, especially with so many companies being maxed out month after month after month, greater numbers. People are working longer and longer, and they're getting threadbare in their communication and in their emotions. And if we don't have a policy on what you value and how you act it out and how you minister it, how you lead it, it's really about leadership, you're going to struggle. And it was so fascinating. So great topic. I appreciate you bringing it up.
That's
Andy.
Right.
Timely.
Well, unless,
great topic.
If you value volume, you'll have volume. If you value quality, you'll have quality. If you value a balance of both, then you'll be successful.
Yep. Want to get more? Go to Dr. Shell or email Andy at Dr. Shell, SCHELL, at mbs-team.com. Andy, appreciate you being here, friend. Love the segment. Good stuff all the way
through.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you. You bet. And a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, as well as the Community Mortgage Lenders Association of America, Indicom, as well as Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, and Modex. Love those two technologies. Thank you so much, listeners, for taking time to be a part of the podcast. Tell others about it, and we look forward to having you back next week. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.